This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We are the only major country on earth that does not guarantee health care to all people as a right. Something that I passionately believe in. I believe that health care for all is a human right. I would have hoped that we would be working together to figure out what is a complicated issue as to how we could move forward to guarantee health care to all people in a cost-effective way. But that is not what we are debating today. Let us be very clear. The Republican plan, their budget plan, lays the groundwork for ending the Affordable Care Act, which will remove tens of millions of Americans from the health insurance they get. Now, there is nothing wrong with change. We can always improve. I would hope that during the course of this debate, my Republican friends who want to repeal the Affordable Care Act will come down and tell us what their plan is, how, in fact, they are going to provide quality, cost-effective health care to all.
I just want to tell Bernie Sanders, get away from all the hyperbole. Get away from the rhetoric. Roll up your sleeves and go get involved and come up with solutions. Let's talk about your ideas. Let's not just talk about what the Republicans are offering and that sort of thing. I mean, this is what got us in trouble the first time, is it was delivered by one party. Look, find a place you got a great idea, express the idea, the things that you like that they're offering, reinforce it, be a voice of encouragement, and let's not make this a political thing. If you believe it is a human right, then let's argue for the right solutions, to make it work to where we have a healthcare system that is deserving of the United States of America. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that's really clever of him to say something along the lines of, why don't you come down here and tell me how you're going to provide affordable healthcare for Americans? Well, they're not providing affordable healthcare right now.
Right.
It's not. The plan didn't work.
Right. I mean, look, we have trouble here in River City. I mean, Code Blue, our national health care system, turned upside down 6 years ago with the Affordable Care Act, all done by the Democrats. But like I said, we don't need to relitigate all this stuff. It is a mess. Let's fix the problem. Just like immigration, we keep talking about it and want to blame the other guy. Let's find solutions here,
And he's right on one thing. You can't just get rid of it. You have to have something to go into its place. Because now the ball's already rolling.
Scott, how long have we been saying this? We've been saying this from day one here.
Yep.
The Republicans spent all this time, but what are they going to, replace it with? Repeal it? Okay. What are we going to replace it with? They should have already had this figured out. That was my point. And some had said, oh, yeah, well, it's clear. It's on my website and that sort of thing. Well, it's not clear, and it could be on your website, but that's not clear enough. You've got to champion the cause to where everybody knows what it's all about and knows what it is that you're offering so that we could have been so much further along here and saying, okay, this is what we're shooting for. Yes, there's some good things. And this thing cracks me up about the whole, divide that we have here. Well, you can't have this and claim some sort of, genius of it. Well, there were some things that were fair-minded, that made sense, that were in the Affordable Care Act. It's all the other goofy regulatory stuff that became problematic and compromised the delivery of health care. I mean, the whole purpose, the way they started out to begin with, it wasn't really about providing health care and delivering health care to we the people. It was this dictate that they wanted to put down on people and supposedly cover these 30 million people, as we discussed with Israel Ortega in the first hour. you know, with all these goofy numbers and stuff and all this confusion, is it any wonder that it's a mess? But it's going to take some real leadership, and it's going to take some tenacity to get on the other side of this.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Live.
Well, that's the mission, to get this country back on track, because that's win-win for all concerned. If we're going to do so, we need to do it based on the truth and the facts as best we know how. This is why we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. Chris Farrell is with us, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. He's an expert on all things Benghazi. Served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. Chris, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing very well. Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. Happy New Year to you, Chris. Chris, I want you to put your military intelligence officer's hat on. We know that President Obama will get an update from our intelligent FBI, CIA operatives and tell us what happened with Russia. Did they or did they not? What is it that you believe that they know that we'll find out in the next couple of days? Do you have any idea?
I think the most important thing is to consider that on Friday, Mr. Trump is going to be meeting with Clapper, Comey, and Brennan, three of the most politicized hacks to occupy those offices in recent memory. So, you know, they do as they're told. The handwriting is on the wall. The administration is essentially dictated, the Obama administration has dictated that they come up with this hacking story, all the while scrupulously avoiding the fact that the Chinese stole every federal personnel record file from OPM about 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a case of selective amnesia, maybe a little schizophrenia. And, you know, in my opinion, all three of those characters need to go as fast as humanly possible. So they're going to go through the motions of some sort of a briefing on Friday. That's wonderful. Mr. Trump needs to get reliable, sane people installed in those jobs quickly.
Well, we've said all along, and I think President-elect Trump has said the same thing, that this requires, you know, some more investigation, you know, and to really understand what's going on. Of course, when you hear from these three people who have not been the most, the most forthright and honest in their dealings here recently, particularly. I mean, this is like Benghazi, speaking, you know, with your background understanding of Benghazi all over again. I mean, we're kept in the dark and we're all treated like a bunch of mushrooms and fed manure here. And it almost sets us up for more of the same, right?
Clapper referred to the Muslim Brotherhood as a civic organization. Comey is completely compromised personally and professionally with respect to the Hillary Clinton email server travesty. you know, and Brennan, there's all sorts of questions on Brennan going back to the days when he was chief of station in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So I don't trust any of them as far as well.
Well, you know, and meanwhile, you've got Sean Hannity doing an extensive interview, an expose with Julian Assange. He says no tentacles whatsoever, although he did hesitate a little bit, so there might be some connection. I mean, after all, what is it, 3-6 degrees of separation keeps us from everybody, so, you know, chances are if there's flow through there, you know, but whether or not it was Putin himself. But, you know, and I kind of think of it this way, and maybe you do the same way, Chris, is that given the options here, Putin had his way with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. Why would he not want, if he was going to help somebody, I would think that to his advantage, he'd have been better off having Hillary Clinton elected president, not Donald Trump.
Let me put this in perspective for your listening audience. Many moons ago, I went to Camp Perry and was trained as a clandestine human intelligence case officer of the CIA. And one day they got all of us case officer trainees into the room. I had already been a counterintelligence officer for 10 years, but I was cross-trained over to the other side. And they got all of us in the room, and a very, very senior guy from CIA, somebody a case officer or a chief of station in quite a few capitals, he looked at the room and said, "All right, listen up. We have no friends. Does everyone understand? We have no friends." You get a couple of hands. And, well, what about the Brits? Well, what about the Israelis? What about the Australians? What about? And he just kept looking at the room and saying over and over again, "We have no friends." Does everyone understand? And that's the way you have to look at this stuff, right? The rest of the world is trying to collect on us one way or another. They're trying to get our secrets. They're trying to get our inside scoop. Have to be classified information. It can just be sort of general, you know, a preview of things to come.
Yes.
They all are working that way. Everyone is.
Well, and aren't we doing the same thing, Chris?
Of course.
I'm saying so. We're all in this. We're all in this dirty bathtub together, claiming some sort of righteousness. I don't know, but
we have temporary alliances, which makes sense. But naturally, we have a special relationship with the Brits and the Canadians because it's in our mutual self-interest. You know, but that's not forever. You know, you go back 200 years, the Brits burned the Capitol, right?
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Right.
You have to have perspective on this stuff.
Right. Right. Well, I like that. We have no friends. That's it. I mean, that's the, you know, the mantra you have in front of you over your desk. We have no friends, right?
Exactly. That's the only reasonable way to conduct operations.
Well, like I said, I thought it would have been interesting, if they'd have had both President Obama and President-elect Trump in the same, meeting, where, you know, Brennan and Comey,
Clapper, yeah.
And Clapper were meeting. That way, they would both get the same information at the same time. And, you know, I thought that might be a little bit more positive, but that's not going to happen.
No way. No way.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about, you know, this article that you wrote about the Clinton email. In 2016, Judicial Watch established itself as the most significant public policy entity in the nation. Your work in the courts exposing the truth about the Clinton emails and the corruption of the Clinton pay-to-play scandals changed history. Well, I'll tell you, if there was anything, I mean, you talk about what the Russians might have done, and of course, it's not so much what the Russians did as much as what Hillary herself did. And you brought it to light.
She gave it away.
Yeah. Yeah, and here it is now, and it looks like when people thought maybe it was all over or wanted to be all over, that it has been born again, and there's some, I guess, some new roads to travel here in regards to the Clinton emails, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Our conversation with Chris Farrell continues. He is the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
However you join us online or any one of the 280 affiliates around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome This is Bill Martinez Live. Our guest is a graduate of the Military Intelligence Officers Basic and Advanced Courses, U.S. Army Advanced Counterintelligence Training Course, the Combined Armed Services Staff School of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. Chris Farrell is who I'm talking about. He's the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris, you know, this last election, very costly to the Clintons on many ways. And the one thing about contrast is you can always look, if you have the information, to see what was versus what is. And I got to imagine the amount of money that's going into the Clinton Foundation now compared to what went in earlier. There's a huge differential here, isn't there?
There's got to be. I saw one report. I don't know how accurate it is, but I saw one report that said that there was an immediate drop of something like 37% of what they were harvesting in there.
Well, you got to imagine. Yeah, I mean, you look and again, conversely, you look at the other way of what was going in before she became Secretary of State. And I mean, all you got to do, even as a comparative, just look at what Bill Clinton was being paid for his speeches. You know, $70,000, $80,000, kind of much the order of the day for retired presidents in terms of speaking engagements, and suddenly goes up to $500,000, even $1 million. You know, what's the difference there? The only difference being is that his wife is Secretary of State.
Right.
But all that stuff is yet to be ferreted out. I did want to talk about this article that Hillary's emails that you noted in the Judicial Watch report, the lawsuit now gets new life. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Well, we have a number of lawsuits pending in federal court concerning her records as Secretary of State. But one in particular had to do with a claim we made against John Kerry as sort of the custodian of the records that did exist once she left. And it had to do with the Federal Records Act. And the State Department took the rather arrogant position, surprise, surprise, that, well, they didn't really need to do anything else because this whole matter was already under investigation. In other words, you know, we can't be bothered because, you know, you guys already have other lawsuits, and, well, the FBI is doing their things. We really don't have any obligation. We don't want to play. We'll take a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the district court in D.C. said, yeah, okay, good enough. And we objected to that. We said, no. Mm-hmm. The Secretary of State has an affirmative obligation to contact the Attorney General and let him know that Mrs. Clinton has stolen 60,000-plus records. She absconded with them. And the Attorney General and the Secretary of State need to coordinate to recover them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of, gee, somebody else is already doing it. That's kind of a lazy man's way out. This is a separate issue, not under the open records law, FOIA, which is what we make use of often. But this is under the Federal Records Act, which is really a national archives type issue. And they're certainly related, but they're different. And so we appealed. We went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, and we won.
Mm-hmm.
The appellate court said, yeah, the district court made an error. These are two, they're related, but they're separate issues.
Right.
And no, you know, the dog ate my homework kind of excuse is not good enough.
Right.
The Secretary of State, Mr. Kerry, has an obligation under the law to communicate with the Attorney General and to recover those records. And so that's what they're going to be forced to do. And so it's another front on the campaign.
Well, I mean, it's like one rabbit hole after another Judicial Watch has to go through. And I got to tell you, Chris, I'm so grateful to you and Tom and the rest of Judicial Watch's team that's involved in pursuing this, because the truth does matter. And we've got to get down to this, you know, for all the research that you put into Benghazi, and we still are looking how many years later, still trying to figure out exactly what happened. And the only thing we can be sure of is there's a lot of cover-up.
Yep, exactly. And look, you know, even besides all the political ramifications, this is history, right?
Yes.
This is a documented history of the government and of the United States and what it does or doesn't do. And, you know, we don't want cover-ups and double-talk. We want to get the facts out.
Well, what galls me is they always precede all these conversations, whether it's Hillary Clinton or the leadership of the Democratic Party, saying, we want to get down to the bottom of this so that it will never happen again. Well, when they say that, that's kind of like their get-out-of-jail card. They really don't mean that.
Yeah, and, of course, the convenience of pointing at some investigation that'll drag on till whenever. That's part of the trick. Well, it's under investigation. We can't discuss that. You know,
exactly.
Which gives them a pass for, Lord knows how many months or years, and they just hope that everybody forgets. Well, we don't forget. So.
Well, and beyond that, what galls me, Chris, here also is that the amount of money that it costs to do these investigations. I mean, this isn't cheap stuff. I mean, you're asking Congress committees, Trey Gowdy, everybody, to be involved. I mean, the money starts adding up here. I mean, there's a lot of budget that goes out the window here, so to speak, and we have no answers after all the money that's invested into getting down to the truth of the matter.
Yeah, with the old expression of a million here and a million there, and sitting there, yeah. You're talking real money, right?
Yeah, Dirksen, yeah, exactly. Well, I also wanted to talk about this ethics office situation that came up in the opening of the first Congress, and then, of course, Donald Trump tweeted out right away that not necessarily the most important thing to deal with, but Judicial Watch says still important, though, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the craziness. The so-called leadership in the House of Representatives decides that they're going to let Mr. Goodlatte, a congressman from Virginia on the Ethics Committee, but the first thing they're going to tackle is weakening the Office of Congressional Ethics, because frankly, the congressman just don't like it.
Right.
And so they're going to gut it. And this is an exercise in stupidity. They have legitimate complaints, I think, about how the office operates and sort of their procedure and process. That's fine. That's a legitimate complaint, and they can adjust that. But they didn't do that. Instead, they sought as their first official act to knock out the ethics committee, or not the committee, but the Office of Congressional Ethics.
Exactly.
And so I think very wisely, Mr. Trump had to remind everybody that he's actually the head of the Republican Party now. and he has things like health care, immigration, defense that he wants to work on. And so their first act shouldn't be piddling around with some ethics routine, which makes them look crooked as they begin.
Exactly. Right? Well, he really saved them from themselves, didn't he?
He did. And the beauty of it was, my colleague Tom Pitton got wind of this. He immediately started tweeting and putting out a release about how this was a bad, bad move, you know. Mm-hmm. And then some other groups got on board. There was more discussion of it. But, you know, Mr. Trump in one tweet went over the heads of everybody. And
yeah, 140 characters.
with every American on their cell phone instantly.
Right.
And, that was his way of applying pressure and refocusing these guys on the really big issues that we need to tackle.
Right, exactly. Well, it's like that signpost, right? Nobody is our friend, you know. we've got to understand what the objective, what the mission clearly is. You also, Judicial Watch also pointed out the travel costs of Barack Obama and his family, $96 million. What's he going to do out of office? I mean, he's been spoiled for the last 8 years.
So off the foundation like the Clintons.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the reason why he's staying so close. He goes, hey, I want your standard operating procedure for a foundation here, because we got used to traveling. Of course, Hillary and Bill Clinton, through their influence, had access to jets. They never owned one, but they somehow find a way to, it's who you know and how they go, and they travel first class wherever they can, right?
Exactly.
Why not? Chris Farrell, thank you so much, as always. All our best to everybody on the team there at Judicial Watch. We can't thank you enough for your focus and all your hard work this past year, and keep up the great work on our behalf. Chris Farrell, thanks, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Thanks, Chris.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong?
Welcome back, America. I know that some people want the old year to die maybe faster than possible in light of some of these waning decisions and the waning moments of this current administration. You know, what say you? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jeannie Nigro is with us, a radio and TV host of Facets of the Stone. Jeannie's a regular blog contributor to the Messianic Times, Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, Charisma News, and Christian Leadership Alliance. Travels worldwide speaking at conferences, retreats, churches, congregations, and professional organizations, and even on radio with Bill Martinez Live. Jeannie, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I can say, you know, sometimes in life we can find ourselves that we're, you know, we're either relevant or by choices we make and things we say, we may disqualify ourselves and become irrelevant. And what happened here recently with the United Nations, punctuated by the United States abstaining to vote on this issue. I mean, what I see this wrapped into is one humongous bowl of irrelevancy. What do you think?
Mm. Oh, Bill, it's just, there's so much I could say about this. It's just appalling, really. You know, to see our country in such a position, actually putting our country in such a dangerous position before mm-hmm. God, I believe,
right.
In turning our backs against Israel and delegitimizing Israel in so many ways. And you know, when we align our actions with God's plans for the future, for now and for the future, we stay in his protection. And this is completely out of alignment with God because his heart is for Israel and to restore the land and the people of Israel, and so we're just completely stepping out of alignment with him and putting ourselves in a very dangerous position.
Well, this is God's blessing, you know, for Israel, and it comes with a curse as well. He said exactly. Very clearly, hey, those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you will be cursed. And the thing that came out of this, Jeannie, when I heard, you know, what happened, what I saw, because as soon as we have to be careful, and this is where we the people need to be careful, as you're suggesting here, is that sometimes corporate decisions, you know, involve everybody. Because we're all part of the big corporation and the entity called the United States of America. Something different in this deal, because what happened is the leadership of our country decided unilaterally to go against God's wishes. And I see the result of the curse being focused on the leadership as opposed to we the people corporately. Now, this isn't to exonerate, and I'm not suggesting the people to, you know, take a deep breath. No, if nothing else, you need to understand that there are some profound spiritual ramifications here. And this has been enumerated on many occasions. A good friend of ours, John McTiernan, also another one, Bill Koenig, have written extensively time and again when the United States violates God's foreign policy for Israel and tries to force Israel into an exchange for land for peace, we get hit with some, and I mean within hours. This would be within 24 hours in some cases. I think there was a couple of cases that might have been close to 48. But within an immediate period of time, the United States has been hit with a tragic natural event. Over 70 times, Jeannie, over 70 times this has happened. Yeah. Do you think that America would get, you know, they could figure this out?
I know. I mean, it's a bit, well, you know what? At the root of it is anti-Semitism. I mean, this is such a strong act of anti-Semitism, which has been alive since the Garden, you know, since Genesis 3. And so we've seen it over and over again throughout history of, and it's, I don't believe it's a coincidence that this happened at the time of Hanukkah. If you look at the story of Hanukkah and Antiochus, basically, you know, trying to not just wipe out the Jewish people, but wipe out Jewishness, you know, the Torah, the Bible from the Jewish people. And they were looking at the Western Wall, the Jewish quarter, I mean, historically, obviously, Jewish areas, and basically saying that they're illegal, you know, that they're not Jewish. And so it's really wiping out the Jewish people, the Jewish culture, the Jewish religion, the roots of Christianity, the Torah. And so it's truly anti-Semitism. And that is a spiritual warfare concept. I mean, we cannot do something like this without engaging the spiritual warfare, and we don't. And we don't want to have that, obviously, against our country. And I think that it's really, as I've prayed about this, and I've been just really, obviously, heavy on my heart ever since last week, and been praying about it, and just thinking that we're just called to pray. We're really called as a nation to pray, because we've got to recognize that it's a spiritual battle ultimately, and it's. You know, it's demonic. It's anti-Semitism, and so the only thing we can do is fight back with spiritual weapons of warfare. You know, and so we can be frustrated and angry and so forth, but ultimately, if we just act out of that anger, that just increases, you know, the warfare. So we've got to pray and use that spiritual weapon of warfare and bring down this deception. And it's just an incredible deception about Israel. This block of seeing that, you know, every time they've given up land, when they gave up Gaza, all it did was increase the terrorism. All it did was give the terrorists a base that was close by to send rockets over. And this this decision would reduce their borders to 9 miles wide. I mean, the airport would be in danger of, you know, rockets. All the major cities would be. So it's really leaving Israel indefensible. It's denying what's happened in the past when they have given up land, and it's just denying that it's a Jewish state. I mean, it was the land was given to them to have a Jewish state, and it's it's feeding right in with the Palestinian mandate. Really, is to not to get land, but to deny a Jewish state. You know,
to deny their mere existence.
Off of the earth.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And how is that?
It hasn't helped.
Yeah, I mean, that invalidates the whole point of the negotiation. And this is what Bibi Netanyahu is saying, that John Kerry and President Obama do not understand, and some people that are on that side. I mean, look at here's the division. God has a specific plan and purpose for Israel, and He's had one for the United States. Well, you know, me, and like you, Jeannie, is that if I'm going to be wrong, I want to be wrong on God's side. Okay? I want to be in alignment with what God is saying about Israel. Okay? And I'll go along and I'll accept his blessing as opposed to his curse anytime. And as you point out so clearly, and people need to understand this, is that, yes, we can be all upset about it, and you can be real aggressive and try to meet a fleshly response with another fleshly response.
Exactly.
That's not going to work. The weapons of our warfare are powerful and mighty, and that's what we need to engage in, and that's what we need to embrace right now, and trust that God is God, and that he can handle this, just like he did in the Six-Day War. When Israel was outnumbered 10-1, what happened?
Right.
You know, the Arabs underestimated the power of their God, and they found out real quick.
That's right.
And even the Israelis themselves found out that God was for them, and this was an absolute miracle that they won.
Well,
they should not have won.
The miracle of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Right, the miracle of Hanukkah. The Maccabees, a small band of rebels against the Syrian Greek army. It's impossible odds, but yet they won. And the same thing when the Jewish people were, the story of Purim, you know, Esther, again.
Exactly.
Time after time, that the demonic spirit of anti-Semitism has been trying to wipe out the Jewish people since the Garden. And it's not going to happen. But yet the people that are, though, trying to do that, there was judgment. Joel 3 says that those who try to divide my land will be judged. And this is dividing Jerusalem itself. So it's really interesting because I just wrote a book called, it's just released called Unshaken. And I talk about how we stay unshaken is aligning ourselves with God. That's how we stay in intimacy with him. That's the only way we'll make it through these uncertain times. And here's a perfect example of how maybe our administration did not align ourselves with God, but we need to stay in that place and know that
exactly
is to restore Israel. And so we need to be praying for protection of Israel and to bind the spirit of deception that's across our world really right now about the Jewish people. And
well, Jeannie,
Israel.
And you say something rather, very significant. That is that it happened at this time for a specific purpose. And we need to, if we're going to understand it, we need to draw close to God, no doubt. Jeannie Nigro, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jeannie.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Bill Martinez live.
Just like this. I mean, how can you be angry and uptight and fight over a silly parking space at a shopping mall when you've got this kind of music bringing peace and goodwill in your psyche? I don't know, Larry Pratt, but, you know, this is my favorite time of year. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love the fact that more and more people have kind of decided that the war on Christmas is just not worth fighting.
Yeah, well, I was so delighted to have found a link to a sweater. It's now unavailable. They sold out so quickly. Well, but it's a beautiful red and green sweater with white, couple of white bands. Mm-hmm. And in those white bands, one band has, they look like they might be AR-15s, and the other band looks like they might be 45 caliber 1911 pistols.
Uh-huh.
And people compliment me on the sweater because it's actually a very nicely done sweater. Mm-hmm. And then they realize what's inside the white bands, and they have a second take.
Yes. Yeah, don't mess with my Christmas, I guess, here. Why not, huh? Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, executive director of Gun Owners of America for 30 years, national membership. You got to have over a million Americans now involved in GOA, right?
We do. It's yes. Been a quite a ride, and frankly, we owe a lot of it to Piers Morgan when he was on CNN. And I think I would give at least second credits to the recruiter in chief himself. Mr. Obama hasn't had any less of an impact in his last month on the market than during his tenure heretofore. The gun sales, even though people know he's leaving, the election's over, and a pro Second Amendment guy has won, people are buying guns with the same eagerness that they were a year ago or 2 years ago.
Well, Larry, how close and how real is the possibility of the Second Amendment taking precedent and taking priority across this country? There are some states that say, look, the Second Amendment is in play. You don't need to go through all these extra steps to have a license and that sort of thing. You just exercise your Second Amendment right.
Well, we've got a dozen states that are like your description, what we call constitutional carry. You don't need a permit to carry a concealed firearm, and that number is almost certain to grow as legislatures convene in a few weeks. But the fact is that the Congress is now, I think, likely to act as well. There's been a bill in the Congress that would have passed at any time had they thought the president would sign it. Well, now I think they expect Mr. Trump to sign a measure that would treat your concealed carry license the same way that your driver's license is.
Exactly. Right, because, I mean, the unfortunate thing, Larry, as you know, we've heard the stories where you get people who cross state lines and, you know, you cross the state line, different laws come into play. What was there, a gal that got, you know, came into New Jersey and she was incarcerated for over a month, I think.
Yes, she had she'd been held up a couple of times closing a fast food place or a 7-Eleven type store at like 2 in the morning. She was looking at the wrong end of a gun twice in a month. So she got her concealed carry permit. This is Shanine Allen, for those that want to take notes. And Shanine got her concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania and left Philadelphia, where she lived, for a trip to nearby Atlantic City, about an hour away. Well, that requires going through New Jersey, and going from Pennsylvania to New Jersey in terms of firearms laws is night and day. She didn't know that. She's not a she wasn't into guns or anything like that. She's a black single mom with a couple of little boys, and she's just going over there to look for a job. In fact, she had a job interview scheduled, and she's driving on an interstate in New Jersey at midnight-ish. There's nobody else on the road, and apparently a cop didn't have enough to do, so he runs her tags, and we're guessing at this point, but we suspect that he finds that she's a concealed carry permit holder. He never has charged her with anything yet. He pulls her over, finds that she has a gun, and puts her in jail for 45 days. That simply shouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Shanine Allen is the poster child for the legislation pending in the Congress that would say, no, her permit in Pennsylvania would have been as good in Philadelphia as it would have been in Atlantic County, New Jersey.
Exactly. And, you know, I am in support of that, Larry, as you know. And, you know, I believe that we need to get on with this, because you can't have citizens. You know, like, what are we supposed to travel with attorneys? I mean, we're supposed to have a direct line with attorneys. Anytime we cross straight lines, go, okay, update me. I need the, you know, the crypt sheet notes on, you know, the new state, whether it is with
a
gun, everything.
Trip, you have to go online and find out what the laws are, not just necessarily in the different states, but even many times from locality to locality. That's nutso. That's gotcha. That's not American. That's what dictators do, and we should be getting rid of that, and that's what the bill in Congress is designed to do.
Well, hear, hear for that. Larry, I want to talk to you about this rising concern here regarding the crime rate and low pay. And in Dallas, you got 99 police officers that say, enough, no mas, I'm done. They quit.
That, I think, in part, is a reflection of the tone that's been set from the very beginning of the president's administration. When the altercation occurred between the cop that had checked out what looked like a home invasion, turned out to be the homeowner who had broken into his own house because he didn't have his key. So from that to calling the police force in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stupid, they behaved stupidly. But he didn't know the facts, he said. He just knew that they behaved stupidly.
Right.
And from then on until inviting violence with his rhetoric in Ferguson, which then lit a match not only in Missouri but in Maryland with the Baltimore riots, this president has been tut-tutting police activity as if a riot is caused by somebody other than rioters.
Exactly. Right.
Newsflash, Mr. President, milkmen are not rioting. Mothers are not rioting. It's rioters that are rioting. It's not the cops. The cops don't cause riots either. Mm-hmm. And this is something that the president has just absolutely been obsessed with. He is clearly not a fan of the police, and it's had its impact and its results.
Yeah, well, what does this tell us? I mean, is there more to come here? I mean, you've got problems. You know, again, the crime rate, the fact that you have the president of the United States not watching your back. You know, on top of that, now we've got edicts going across the Atlantic, coming out of the Middle East saying, you know, go ahead and target the men in blue. And there have already been cases where officers have been murdered. They've been shot down. And, so they're going, wait a minute, who needs this kind of job when, you know, the guy at the top isn't going to watch our six here?
No, hopefully they can tough it out another month or so, because I think the new guy coming in is going to be rather different on these issues. For one thing, Trump has his own concealed carry permit. I don't think Reagan had a permit. I don't think we bothered with those unconstitutional infringements when he was president. But he was known to have carried a .38, and nothing personal, fellas there in the Secret Service, but fella can't be too careful now, can he?
Not to mention the fact that somebody did shoot at him, right?
They bloody well killed him, almost. I think Trump's going to probably keep his heater, and that's probably going to get some more panties wrapped around the legs and so forth. But I think that's the world that we're in, and the fact of the matter is the police are, I think, going to have a much more friendly environment set from the top. And that's important, because as we saw with President Obama, if he's got his uncertainties and doubts and misgivings and mistrust of the police, that's going to carry through all the way down. If you get somebody like Trump in there, I don't think that's his attitude at all. He's quite likely to be much more celebratory of people who are defending him and defending the public.
Larry, speaking of citizens' rights, what about reform in the case of someone defending themselves? I mean, it's expensive. You take your weapon out of the holster and you use it to defend your family. You've got a legal bill and a half to deal with after that.
You do, and even cops have been reluctant to shoot because they were afraid of the aftermath in the court and court of public opinion, the court of law.
Yeah, because God forbid that we, be sensitive to due process in this microwave generation in which we live in. As I say, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. Things just don't happen fast enough, but there is a reason and a rhyme for due process. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, as always, good to have your insight. Good stuff here, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Okay.
Thanks so much, Bill.
You got it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office.